Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ted Lina is joining us live this morning, the debate moderator at St. Joe's Collegiate Institute. Ted, we remember your strong reaction after the first presidential debate. You used the word embarrassing. I'm guessing you have a different reaction this morning.
Good morning, Brian and Susan, and thank you very much. There was a very clear winner last night, and it was run throughout the debate. The United States citizens were the winners. Debates aren't supposed to be entertainment. They're supposed to be informational. And there's no doubt in my mind that across this country, at work and schools, people are going to have a lot to say, not about the conduct, but about the questions and how the candidates responded, and actually what they thought. Not what the moderator thought. I thought it was probably the best debate, presidential debate, over the last two elections.
When you look at how it unfolded, and there was a lot of talk about the rules coming into this debate, that muting of the microphones, that was what everybody was talking about beforehand. Did that make a big difference? Was it simply the demeanor of the candidates? Or maybe is it hard to tell because, you know, the candidates knew if I said something within the first 2 minutes during somebody else's answer, it wouldn't get me very far.
I think it's a combination of the two. When you establish the rules, I should point out, when I started the debates, I did not have the rules in place I do now. It took some time to find out what we weren't doing properly and how it could be corrected. And you have those rules in place so that candidates will respect the format and the rules that are in place. So I think having that in place was immensely important. And I also believe that each candidate had to know from their handlers that they didn't conduct themselves properly and that they needed to change. And I think that held true for Trump, as we heard, and also for Vice President Biden. So I think it was a combination of the two. And I love being able to hear what they were saying last night.
How about Kristen Welker? How did she do? Was there anything that she did specifically that other moderators haven't done?
I mean, I wouldn't want to nitpick her. Overall, she did a wonderful job. She did not allow her own emotions to enter into it. She was very even keel in regard to the debate. I was impressed because she's asking the questions and she's moderating the debate. In our local debates for public office, not just at St. Joe's or elsewhere, we normally have a panel and we have a moderator. She was doing both. And that is a very difficult thing to do. So I have to give her credit for the wonderful job she did.
This debate much more focused on issues than that back and forth at first. You mentioned before, debate shouldn't be entertainment. Do you, you know, when we bring this up to a lot of political analysts, I think I was made fun of last time around because I said somebody told me that would have been true 100 years ago. Maybe it was you that, you know, the debates really need to focus on the issues. They should be boring in a way is what I was trying to say back then. How do you balance that as somebody running a debate? The need for the information to come across clearly. And at the same time, you do want people to tune in because if nobody's paying attention or watching, it doesn't really matter.
I think that's a very interesting point. And unfortunately, Brian, I think the electorate, we've been dumbed down due to television. So as I said before, the first televised debate was in 1960. And prior to that, we had real debates, and they were frequently held, you know, on a smaller scale. And people came to listen, in many cases, for several hours. But I do believe, especially with the young people that I'm working with, that they don't need to be entertained. And there's no doubt in my mind that they're going to be very enthusiastic in regard to the debate last night. When we had our debate at St. Joe's, there were contentious moments, but the students were so interested in a number of points that were made. And what I always look at is, for example, this year we have, the census reports 15 million people turned 18 that are going to be able to vote this year. So the candidates, when they come to Joe's, they say, everybody here is going to be able to vote in the next election that you're a candidate in, for county executive or whatever. So a lot of these people were 14 years old. 15 million now are 18. And their voter turnout went up dramatically from 2016 to the midterm election, from 20% to 36%. So for whatever reason, young people who normally do not vote seem to be more engaged. And I think it's going to be very interesting to me to see what the turnout is for the youth from 18 to 29. I want to see if that's going up. And if it is, it's a new ballgame.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of the NY27 debate that you had the other morning, tell us about it and your reaction and your students' reaction to it.
Well, the students in class after class, teachers were coming up to me and saying for several classes, students wanted to talk about the debate, and they were paying attention to what was said. And the teachers asked them, what did you think in regard to style, and what did you think in regard to the substance? The candidates presented themselves well. I'm always asked who I think won the debate. I never respond to that for two reasons. One, I don't want to be partisan. And two, to be honest with you, I can't listen too closely to what they're saying because I have to moderate the debate. And with three candidates, it's a lot harder because you're doing your direct question and then you have two rebuttals. So it is easy to get lost if you start listening. And that's what I was impressed with Kristen. She's asking the questions. She did ask also follow-up questions. And she was able, for the most part, to hold the candidates to the rules that they established.
Hey, Ted, we appreciate the time. And thanks again for not only the presidential debate filling us in, but also, of course, before and after the NY27 debate that you helped moderate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.